It's time for the Story on Saturday podcast. Here's your host, Sean Bavala.
Hey folks, it's Sean Bavala and you're listening to the Story on Saturday podcast. Just remember, these are intended to be short and simple podcasts. I'll tell you about the longer ones that we do at the end of this particular podcast. This week, I'm continuing to explore the idea of fables in particular that talk about power. Who has power? Who doesn't? How do they use it? Etc. And I'm going to continue that thought this week. The story that I'm about to tell you is considered an Aesop tale, and it's entitled The Miser and His Gold.
On to the story.
Once there was a man who so loved money, he was every definition of being a miser. He just hoarded gold and hoarded gold. One night, he took some of his gold, most of it actually, and he went out to a tree in his property, and he dug a hole, a deep hole, and poured all his gold into it, and he just stared at it. He covered it back up. The next morning, he went out to the hole, dug it up, looked at that gold again, covered it back up. But each night, he would go back to the hole, dig it out again, put more gold into it, stare at it, cover it up, and go back to his home. Now, a certain thief, a certain robber, had been watching the miser for some time, had been casing the joint, so to speak, and he knew the habits of the miser. So he let the miser grow a huge pile of gold out there by that tree. And then, one night, after the miser had dumped his gold into the hole, the thief stole it all and disappeared with it. The next morning, when the miser went out to the tree to look into the hole of gold, he discovered that it had all been stolen. Well, this caused him to start shrieking and yelling and pulling out his hair. His neighbors heard all of the noise, and they came running. "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" The miser said, "All the gold that I had put into that hole is gone." The neighbors said, "Did you do anything with the gold?" The miser said, "No, of course not. I just came out here and looked at it. Mostly, I just enjoyed looking at it." The neighbors thought for a while, and they said to him, "Well, if all you did was enjoy looking down a hole, the hole's still here, so why don't you keep doing that? That's all your gold was good for, anyway."
Story on Saturday.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Story on Saturday podcast. If you'd like to listen to some of the longer podcasts that I do, take a look at inappropriatefolktales.com. Once again, thanks for listening to this short little podcast. I'm Sean Bavala, and I will speak to you next Saturday.
Thanks for listening to the Story on Saturday podcast. Copyright 2017, storyteller.net. All rights reserved.